this morning, I am doubly blessed because I have an interpreter that I'm working with for the first time. I didn't hear that, right? This morning, let me see if this works here. All right, part of us missing here. Okay. All right. Wait for my technician to.
The other way.
Is it this way?
Yes.
This one? No, this one. Okay. Oh. Yeah, that's why I have an engineering degree. Today, I will start a series from the letter to the Colossians. And really, it's interesting to see how Paul began this letter. And many of us might know that one of the main themes of Colossians is that Christ is the head of the church. But today, it's so marvelous to read how Paul began this letter. So I've just selected a short passage from the first chapter of Colossians. So why don't we all stand and read the Word of God, and we'll read in English and then in Chinese together. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. And so, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will, in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. Chinese. 因此我们从今天的那天起 带着喜乐的心，凡事忍耐宽容，并且感谢父，他使你们有资格分享圣徒在光明中的基督基业。Let's pray. Father, we praise you for bringing us together here this morning.
天父，我们感谢你，你把我们带到这里来敬拜你。Be
with us as you reveal your word to us.
请你与我们同在，让你的话语与我们同在。
May your words be direction for our lives. And may we glorify your name as we respond and obey to your word. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. This map is a little bit small and confusing, okay, but pay attention to the two circles. No, prayer is how we seek the will of God and also His wisdom.
Prayer is how we seek the will of God and also His wisdom.
And in everything that we do as Christians, we should start with prayer.
作为基督徒来讲, 我们在我们凡事上, 都以祷告开始。
And that was how Paul began his letter to the Christians at Colossae.
这也是使徒保罗在这个信的开始, 在写给这个哥罗西的信徒的信的开始。
And Colossae was the city about 100 miles from the more famous city of Ephesus.
哥罗西这个城市是大概在这个很有名的以弗所，大概距离100迈。
In today's Turkey and back in those days, the Roman province of Asia.
在现在的这个土耳其，在罗马时代，那是当时的亚洲省。
And Paul was under house arrest in Rome. That's the circle on your left.
在这个地图这个左边这个圆圈，当时使徒保罗是被禁锢在房子里面。
And he was awaiting to go to trial. It's about 61 AD.
大概在公元67年，当时正等着在罗马的上庭。
And Paul probably never had visited Colossae. That's the circle on your right. So there's a long distance, isn't it, from Rome to Colossae. And the church at Colossae is a very interesting church. Who here has the biggest house in the church? Moses. Maybe it was Wen Jun, I don't know. The church at Colossae met in the home of a wealthy man named Philemon. So it was a house church. And the letter mentioned a name by the man by the name of Epaphras. And he was probably the founder or and pastor of this church in Colossae. And so Epaphras had traveled all the way from Colossae to Rome to ask for Paul's advice because there were problems in his church. But unfortunately, he spent time instead in the prison with Paul. So somebody else had to take Paul's letter back to his church. Well, in Paul's time, this city, Colossae, is not a very significant city anymore. So it's about 100 miles from Ephesus. So it's like Eugene here. You drive 2 hours to Portland. Nobody knows about Eugene, right? They all know about Portland. Even though Colossae was very insignificant and small, but it was a city where there was a lot of paganism and idol worship. And there was always the temptation for Christians, the minority of that town, to yield to social pressure and compromise their testimony.
那所以在当时的这个基督徒的这个群体之中, 也会有很大的这个社会的压力, 当然也会有这些诱惑, 以致他们在信仰上会有所妥协。
Sound just like Eugene.
听起来就像Eugene一样, 是吗?
Paul began his letter with a prayer of greeting. If you're taking notes, here's the outline. Okay.
如果你们注意的话, 就是保罗在这个信的开头是以一个问候的祷告开始。
And then he followed it with a prayer of thanksgiving.
紧接着是一个感恩的祷告。
And finally, a prayer of petition or a prayer of intercession.
紧接着就是一个代求的一个祷告。
So the passage this morning reminds us of the importance of not stopping, not ceasing to pray for one another.
今天这段经文呢，就是提醒我们，我们永远不要停止彼此祷告这个重要性。
The picture is one when I and Dr. Nick visited a church in Taiwan.
现在这个照片是这个尼克博士后一起参，就是拜访台湾的时候的。
Now, Paul had never visited the church in Colossae.
保罗其实从来没有去过这个哥罗西。
So in his letter,
在这封信,
it was very important for him to establish his relationship with the people in that church.
那对保罗而言，那当然对，也很重要。
So Paul identified himself as an apostle of Christ Jesus.
保罗让自己显明他是耶稣基督的使徒。
He is a representative of Christ, and from Christ he received his authority.
他是耶稣基督的代表，当然他也从耶稣基督里面。
Because after all, he's about to answer some of the questions that Epaphras had given to him about the church. And Paul reminded the Christians in Colossae that they are saints and faithful brothers in Christ.
保罗在这里提醒当时哥罗西的这些会众，他们是耶稣基督的门徒，忠实的门徒。And
they and Paul were all united with Christ as the body, and with Christ as the head of the body.
他们和保罗一起连接于耶稣基督的身体，当然主耶稣基督是这个教会的元首。
And they were together, brothers and sisters, a new relationship.
他们一起是在基督里是一个弟兄姐妹的关系，一个新的关系。
Because in that church you have masters and slaves, rich and poor, and Greeks and barbarians, Gentiles and Jews.
在这个哥罗西当地教会有很多人，包括这个主人和奴隶，贫穷的和富足的。 希腊人和外邦人，还有外邦人和犹太人。But
above all of that,
在这些之上,
the members of the church recognized that they were truly brothers and sisters in Christ, a family in the faith.
那这个教会里面所有的人都知道，他们是在主里面是真正的弟兄和姐妹，是。
Irene and I had a visit with Grace yesterday.
Irene和我昨天去看了一下我的女儿Grace，孙女。外孙女。Okay.
So Paul said grace to you, a Greek term which speaks of God's unmerited favor.
保罗在这里说，愿你平安，这个平安是一个希腊的字，这里面是讲的说是我们从神那里不配的恩惠。恩惠，OK，OK，All right. So
a small word, grace, with such big meaning.
这是一个小小的这个字，但是有一个很伟大的意义。
That word grace turned that greeting into a prayer.
那这个字恩惠就把这个问候变成了一个祷告。
Paul said, I pray grace be upon you.
保罗在这里说，愿神的恩惠与你同在。
And that you may enjoy God's blessing.
那这样你就可以呢享受神的祝福。
And then Paul added a Hebrew word.
保罗这里就讲了说这个希伯来。
For peace, for peace, shalom.
平安，沙龙。
And to the Jews, peace means personal wholeness, completeness.
对犹太人来讲，这个平安意思是一个完全，是一个完整。
It means wealth, contentment, and good relationships with your neighbors.
他的意思就是说是富足。繁荣和邻舍有一个美好的关系。
What a prayer!
这是多么好的一个祷告。
Paul said, "I wish you grace, and I wish you peace."
保罗说，我们希望神的恩惠、神的平安与你同在。
And the source of this grace and this peace is God our Father.
那这恩惠和平安的来源。是我们天上的父。
I didn't expect to see Brother Hervey here this morning.
今天我们没有预料到这个何伟弟兄会回来。
Why would he want to leave Shanghai and come back to Eugene? I don't know.
那他我不知道问他为什么会离开上海，会来到这个尤金。
Shanghai, you know, to Portland is like Portland to Eugene, right?
上海到波特兰大概就跟波特兰到这里差不多。
What is Portland, right? You know, but for a church like ours, where people accepted Jesus in this country and then returned home.
对我们像我们这样，我们接受主耶稣基督，做我们救主的教会而言，那我们就是来到教会，就是回到家。
And welcome home, Hervey.
Hervey, 那欢迎你回到家。
Okay, you should clap. It is important to remember that even though we may be separated by thousands of miles, our relationship in Christ never changes.
我想这一点我们很应该很重要的能够记得，尽管我们在身体上能够远隔千里，但是在主耶稣基督里面的关系是不会改变。
And that relationship should be characterized.By grace and by peace.
那我们在主里面的关系应该是以神的恩惠和平安来作为标志。
So Paul's greeting is not a simple "How are you?"
那保罗在这里的问候不是一个简单的说你好吗。
He expressed that he sincerely wished grace and peace be upon them.
他在这里诚挚的希望神的恩惠和平安。和我们每一个弟兄姐妹能够同在，
所以你跟你旁边的人说恩惠跟平安赐给你 ，OK？
所以请大家跟边上的人说恩惠和平安。
And will he mean it? OK? Right?
我们这么说是真的是希望这样。
So Paul began with the simplest, but the most precious of all prayers. Just two words in Greek.And Hebrew, he was very balanced.
所以在这里就是保罗用一个很一个平衡的用，既有希腊文也有犹太文的这个两个简单的一个字恩惠和平安来向大家问候。
What's wrong with this picture?
那这个照片是不是看大家看见觉得怪怪的
？You ever seen a plant like that?
你们看见过这个植物像这样长的吗？
Yeah, my wife Irene loved gardenia. 植子。
我太太很。
So.
Irene 很喜欢这个种植植物。
Okay, gardenia. It's a special. So I bought a plant for her at great expense. You know, through Amazon.com.
这个是我从Amazon
But if you go back and read the first chapter, the first part of this letter to Colossians.
如果你就是回去再看一下或者叙述第一章的话。
And you will see Paul using the imagery of a plant.
那你这里可以看到这个保罗用的这是一个用一个植物的一个形象。
But it's an upside down plant.
但是一个是上下颠倒的。
No, that's his prayer of thanksgiving.
那是他这个一个感恩的祷告。
And it's important that when we pray, we give thanks before we ask God for things.
当我们祷告的时候，在我们向神呼求以前，我们给神一个感恩。
And that prayer of thanksgiving was addressed to God.
这个感恩的祷告是向神。
And the reason why Paul gave thanks was because he had heard of their faith in Christ.
在这里保罗为什么给一个感恩的祷告呢？是因为他们听到他们在神里面的信息。
And their love for all of the saints.
他们对众圣徒的爱心。
So I got faith. I thought maybe love is the flowers, right? Everybody loves love. But it has to be, supported by faith, which is, the leaves, right?
那爱的话需要有这个信仰来支撑。
But listen, what did Paul say about hope?
那听听保罗是怎么讲关于这个。
Paul said their faith and love grew out of the hope that they have rooted, stored in heaven.
保罗在这里面讲到就是说，信和爱植根于这个存在天上的这个盼望。
It's stored in the heaven like a treasure.
它在存在天上像一个财宝一样。
You know, if a Christian's life is only limited to this world and the material things,
我们基督的生活如果只是局限于这个现今的世上，这个物质上的，
and if there's no resurrection from the dead,
如果没有从死里复活的话，
then our Christian faith, your Christian faith, is ridiculous.
那我们的基督信仰，你们的基督信仰，那当然就是很荒谬了。
And being good, having morality, without that hope, is a waste of time.
那如果没有这样的盼望，只是说行善，只是说讲道德，那完全就是没有意义。
Would you agree that a life without hope is let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die?
难道你不同意这样一个没有盼望的生活，那就是我们就吃我们就喝吧，然后明天因为我们明天要死了。
A life not dominated by Christian hope is hopeless.
如果一个没有一个基督盼望的生活，那简直就是没有任何希望。
The faith and love of those Christians did not come by human effort.
那这些盼望，这些爱来自于基督的，那不是从人而来。
But grabbing hold of Christ's certain return.
那是因为我们能够确信我们主耶稣基督会回来。
That's what kept them going.
这就是让我们能够一直。
In difficulties.
让我们在困难的时候能够勇往直前。
In disappointments.
甚至在失望的时候，在困难的时候。
So that prayer of thanksgiving is a prayer of love and faith rooted in heaven. That's why it's an upside down plant. Okay.
那在这里面，这个感恩的祷告就是植根于在天上的这个盼望随之而来的信和爱，就像这个刚才这个
And as we continue to preach from Colossians, you will find knowledge and understanding to be key terms in Paul's letter.
那我们接下来的, 我们的讲道里面, 你就知道, 这个, 明白和理解, 这是, 一个经文里面关键的字眼。
And where did their knowledge come from? It came from the preaching of Epaphras.
那这个当地这个哥罗西教会他们的知识从哪里来呢? 应该是从当时的以巴弗。
And Paul said, remember the map that I've shown you in the beginning?
你们记得我刚才给你, 这个显示的这个地图吗?
That was Paul's world at the time.
那个就是当时保罗的世界。
And he said, not only was the gospel in Colossae, but it had reached to all parts of the world as he knew it.
在当时就是福音不仅仅传到哥罗西，也传到当时他所知道的整个世界。
Paul said that gospel that had been preached had produced precious fruit among you.
在当时这个福音在哥罗西会众之间也结了果子。
The fruit of the Spirit, people can see it in their lives.
圣灵的果实在可以彰显在人的生活之中。
And the last few days, I had a, I have homework assignment. I don't know if you know that.
我不知道你知不知道，我在前几天我一直有作业。
And the assignment was, you know, if you close your eyes and think about the qualities of Christ that affected you the most, what would you think about?
那这个作业就是说在 这些圣灵的果子里面，某哪一个对你的生命？你想到耶稣的时候，
yeah.
当你想到耶稣的时候，哪些对你的生活有最大的影响？
Yeah, spiritual fruit.
圣灵的果子。
Yeah, maybe it's faith, maybe it's joy.
可能是信，也可能是喜乐。
And when I thought about that over and over again, three things affected my own life that I received from Jesus.
当我反复思想这个的时候，我想有三样事情，就是从耶稣基督而来的三样事情。
One is His grace.
一个是他的恩惠。
For me.
对我来讲。
One is His gentleness towards me.
再一个是他的这个温柔，触动我的他的温柔。
And third, it's His generosity. Towards me.
第三个是他对我的慷慨。
Grace, gentleness, generosity. I experienced that in a deep way from my Lord Jesus.
那从耶稣来的恩惠、温柔和慷慨，我是在我生命之中我深深的体会到。
And so when Paul says, "You have manifested the fruit of the Spirit in your lives," how does it happen?
那保罗在这里说，你在你的生活之中，你彰显了圣灵的果子。那这些是怎么发生的呢？
It happens when we respond to the love of Christ.
当我们回应神的爱的时候，这些就会发生。
So how can I not live a life of graciousness? Of gentleness, of generosity toward other people.
那这样的话，那我们怎么能不能够过这样一个有恩惠、有温柔、也有慷慨的这样一个生活？
When I experience beyond measure those qualities from our Lord Jesus.
当我体会到从神而来这个不可描述的。
And Paul also says, I pray this prayer because I see growth in you in relationship with God and the work of evangelism. It, the news, the good news, you cannot contain it within you. You have to share it with other people.
那在这里, 保罗这个里面就祷告说, 讲到他们在生活里面, 这个福音的这个彰显，也把这个福音所做的工作能够传给更多的人。
And Paul also gave thanks for his dear co-worker and fellow prisoner, Epaphras.
他在这里也感谢这个和他一起同坐监牢的以巴弗。
I give God thanks for my brother Wen Jun working with me, putting up with me this morning. Do you give thanks to God for the co-workers in this church?
那你们因为和你一起为神做工的这些同工，为向神献上感谢了吗？
So a prayer of a simple greeting, a prayer of thanksgiving, leads up to a prayer of intercession.
那这样一个简单的这个问候，一个感恩的祷告，这样就接下来就是一个代求的祷告。
And Paul asked for two things.
保罗就为他们求两件事情。
That they know the will of God.
他们知道神的旨意。
To know the will of God is just not something in your head.
知道神的旨意并不只是在你头脑。
Once you know the will of God, you are to obey the will of God.
一旦你知道神的旨意，你应该顺服于神的旨意。
And this knowledge produces two things: wisdom, the ability to understand, and understanding is the ability to apply that wisdom.
那这里就是理解，就是知道这个神的智慧，而且是把这个智慧应用在我们的生活之中。
And I hope you all go to Sunday school and go to Bible studies.
我们希望你就去这个成人主日学，也去。
The Word of God is central.
神的话是最重要的。
But the knowledge of the Word of God has to be shown in your transformed lives.
那对关于神的知识，必须在我们的生活之中能够彰显，能够转化出来。
Because for Paul, doctrine and duty always go together.
对保罗而言，这个教义和我们的对神的责任总是在相连的。
And why did Paul ask for these two things for the Colossians?
那为什么保罗问这个哥罗西人这两件事情呢？
It is so that they can live a life that is pleasing to God.
这样他们就可以过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
Bearing fruit.
结果子。
Increasing in knowledge of God.
在神的知识上能够知道的更多。
Yeah. Be strengthened.
能够力上加力。
Yeah, to endure, and also going back to his earlier prayer to give thanks. It's so important to have all four of these in order to work in a manner that is worthy of the Lord.
那所以在这个这刚才讲的这个四个方面，如果我们都能做到的话，我们就可以过一个行事为人对得起主的生活。
And Paul said in, you know, Philippians, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me.
那在腓立比书说，靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
And also, as we see, this is not a faith that you could really have just sitting down. It requires, you know, positive actions.
在这里，就是我们可以看到，就是这个信仰不是说我们就是坐下来躺倒，而是说我们需要有一个积极的行动。
And it starts with becoming more intimate with Christ.
这个是与耶稣基督有一个更亲密的关系开始的。
And that's what I said at the beginning, that prayer and the Word of God is also is so important in our lives.
这就是我在开始所讲的，在我们的祷告是如此的重要，在我们的生活之中。
And that last part of the this first chapter, the first section of chapter 1 of Colossians is really really the gospel, and that's what Paul gave thanks for.
那这个在这一部分最后的几章经文就讲到说这个神的这个福音。
Jesus rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of light, the beloved Son.
那主耶稣基督把我们从黑暗的权势里面迁移过来，能够救我们脱离黑暗的权势，能够迁移到光明的国度。
And that redemption and forgiveness of sins is because of our union with Christ Jesus.
那来自耶稣基督的救赎是出自于神。So
we can see that really the gospel, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is at the center of each and every one of Paul's prayer.
那在这里就是主耶稣基督的这个福音是在每一个祷告这卷书里。
Whether it's a prayer of greetings or a prayer of thanksgiving or a prayer of intercession, the Lord Jesus Christ is always central.
在这个各样的祷告里面，主耶稣基督就是所有的一切的中心。So
it doesn't really matter where you are. You could be here together or you could be 1,000 miles from one another.
所以不管你在哪里，是在这里还是在一千里之外，
we should always remember each other in prayer.
我们应该就是在祷告里面彼此的纪念。
Can you imagine the brothers and sisters in that church in Colossae when this letter from Paul, the beginning of the letter, was read to them?
那你可以想象，当这个哥林西会众能够收到保罗的信的时候，当他们读这封信的时候，
knowing that Paul and their pastor are both in prison in Rome.
当时保罗和他们的牧师有可能在监狱里，and yet
they have not forgotten to pray for them.
他们即使在监狱里面，也没有忘记为他们祷告。And
if Paul can pray for them while he was in chains, what excuse do you and I have of not praying? No excuse. Do you know that there are brothers and sisters who are in very distressful situations who are praying for you?
那你知道有没有这样的弟兄姐妹在艰难之中也还继续的为我们祷告？
You know, people in this church have been given more opportunities than most churches to be that link like Epaphras was.
可能就像这个以巴弗一样，我们这个教会的弟兄姐妹有更多的机会，像以巴弗这样来。
He was the link between Paul and this church, which is thousands, 2,000 miles, I don't know, away.
像这个以巴法这样把我们教会和两千里以外的教会能够连接起来。And
I don't know if this is going to work. Can you try it?
这个录像,
this is a short... Do you know where this is? Do you know where this is? Do you know who they are?
你知道他们是谁?
2.5 years ago, I visited them.
两年半之前我去探访他们。
The brothers in the drug rehab farm in Yunnan province.
就是在云南的当时一个药物的康复治疗中心。
I don't know what you did before breakfast today. What
did you do?
Took a shower? Fed your boys? On this farm, breakfast was served at maybe 7.
在这个农场, 他们是, 7点,
but before breakfast, each and every morning, the brothers there have a 1 hour devotion to pray.
所以在他们7点吃早餐之前, 他们有一个小时的灵修时间的祷告。
And 2.5 years ago, when I was there, they prayed for you.
在两年半之前，当我在那里的时候，他们为我们这个教会祷告。
They pray for this church.
他们为这个教会祷告。
In their very poor circumstances, yet they were generous towards you.
在他们这个当时艰苦的条件下，他们还是。
Do you want to respond to the love of Christ by becoming a devoted servant and a faithful minister like Epaphras?
那你们想通过这样的方式来回应主耶稣的爱吗？就是来变成一个敬虔的主耶稣的仆人。 Yeah.
And if you do that, then you have to be prepared to face trials and temptations that will come. And even suffering for Christ as Epaphras did, being put into prison.
那可能就像这个以巴弗这样，他们当时被抓起来关进监狱，那我们也要有这样的心智来预备这样的患难，预备这样的诱惑，甚至为耶稣基督来受苦。
What are the challenges that you're facing in Eugene?
那你们现在在尤金，你面对什么样的困难呢？
Think of all the people at the Asian celebration who need Jesus.
那我们想一想，在就是出席这个亚洲文化节这些人，有多少人会需要耶稣基督的福音？
And for someone like Brother Howey,
就像何伟一样，
what kind of challenges will he face when he goes back to Shanghai?
当他回到上海的时候， 他们又会面临什么样的挑战呢？
But no matter what they are, we start by praying.
不管他们是谁， 我们都以祷告来开始。
We start by praying to meet these challenges to come.
我们祷告， 让他们能够
We pray for grace and peace that can only come from Christ. We give thanks to God for the faith and love that are grounded in heavenly hope. And we do not ask for $1 million. What we ask for is that we may live a life that is worthy of the calling of the Lord. Not only that, but do so with endurance, with patience, and with joy.
不仅仅如此, 我们也要, 能够宽容, 也能够喜乐。
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
那, 来自主的喜乐是我们的力量。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we give you thanks for doors of opportunity to share the good news that you have opened for us.
我们天上的父，我们感谢你给我们这样的机会，能开这样一个福音的门，让我们能够传福音。
You have placed the church here for a special purpose.
你把这个教会放在这儿，有你特殊的目的。
You put us here to be the link between Christians who may be physically thousands of miles separated. But exactly because of that, we understand and experience the wonder of being one in the body of Christ.
正因为如此，我们能够理解我们在主里面一个奇妙的合一。
For that relationship that comes from being reconciled to you is beyond time and beyond space, and it is eternal.
这个在我们因为在同在主耶稣基督里面，我们能够合而为一，能够啊这样的关系能够一直存到永远。
And for that, we give you our thanks.
因为这些，我们向你献上感恩。
For that, we lift up your name on high.
因为这些，我们来高举你的名。
For that, we have been filled with joy, overflowing.
因为这些，我们被你的喜乐所充满。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.